A Jewish Journal article. What author Mark Oppenheimer found when he went home to Squirrel Hill. Pittsburgh native Mark Oppenheimer, an accomplished journalist and former New York Times religion columnist, reacted promptly when he heard about the Tree of Life synagogue massacre in his childhood neighborhood. As host of Unorthodox for Tablet magazine, the number one rated Jewish-themed podcast in English, he dispatched a crew to Squirrel Hill, home of Tree of Life, for direct coverage. Shortly afterward, Oppenheimer, 47, who is Connecticut-based, launched the first of his 32 trips 450 miles one way, to the crime scene. "I wanted to know everything about how the neighborhood was reacting," he told the Journal. Now, Oppenheimer has written, Squirrel Hill. The Tree of Life synagogue shooting and the soul of a neighborhood, scheduled to be released October 5. For his book, the author talked to people of all different backgrounds, from religious to secular Jews, non-Jews, witnesses, survivors, shopkeepers, activists, historians, and just about anyone in the community. "I wanted a portrait of the whole neighborhood," he said. Oppenheimer will be presenting Squirrel Hill twice in Los Angeles. First, in an October 5 webinar interview with Rabbi Cher Hirsch, Chief Innovation Officer of American Jewish University, AJU, and in person on October 12 for an interview with Rabbi David Wolpe of Sinai Temple and journalist Bari Weiss, who was an op-ed staff editor and writer at the New York Times. Hirsch said, "As we approach the third anniversary of this horrific tragedy, we had an opportunity to honor the memory of the 11 Jewish people who were murdered and learn about the resilience of the Squirrel Hill community. The story of Squirrel Hill compels us to remember that dark hatred knows no boundaries. It can even breach a place of worship, a sanctuary of peace." Oppenheimer, a lecturer in English at his alma mater Yale University, writes for the New York Times Magazine and other well-known publications in addition to churning out books. He grew up in the East Side Squirrel Hill neighborhood that is home to one-third of Pittsburgh's almost 50,000 Jews. While the Oppenheimers have deep roots in the area, at least back to Mark's great-grandparents, no one was affiliated with Tree of Life. Described as historically conservative, it has been shuttered, temporarily, since October 27, 2018, the date of the tragedy. An architect who worked on Ground Zero is developing a recovery plan for Tree of Life. Robert Bowers, the 51-year-old white nationalist charged in the Tree of Life case, remains in prison, awaiting trial. One discovery that surprised Oppenheimer when he was working on his book was how locals have moved on from the tragedy. "I was taken aback by how quickly some people forget," Oppenheimer said. "They apparently have been numbed by the increasing frequency of mass tragedies. There have been so many killings," he said. According to the FBI, the killing of four or more at one time qualifies as a mass killing. Research into the number of mass killings in recent years can be a moving target, depending on the source. Reuters reports that at least 2,000 people have been killed or injured in mass shootings since 1999, when 13 students were murdered at Columbine High School in Colorado. "Very few mass shootings have targeted houses of worship," Oppenheimer said, adding that killers have aimed at malls and immigrants. Oppenheimer's most unexpected finding, he said, was that Squirrel Hill residents are the second, third, or even fourth generations to live there. "People come and can't seem to leave. Or they leave and then come back to raise their families." While the journalist educator left Squirrel Hill decades ago, he said he found one significant change. "I think people are more cognizant than ever of how important the bonds of neighborhood are.